Hello?
Hello, is Monica Flores there?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. May I know what is your age?
45.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Next one, reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Next one, making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. And last one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. First one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
70.
Thank you. About Joe Biden.
50.
And last one is Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you. Next one. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Eight.
Thank you. Next one. Restricting fatty foods in sugary beverage.
Five.
And last one. Authorizing prescription medication.
Ten.
Thank you so much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and is that strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
So is that opposed strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First one, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal or of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or want quick cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one will you go to?
You say four?
When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on?
The education?
I mean, from the two that I just read to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the second one, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people says could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. We're wrapping this up right now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. First one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Next one, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And last one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Is that very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. First one, as a policy as has never worked in America, it failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels in organized crime. This type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
And you said 1 is all the way agree, 5 is all the way disagree. Is that correct?
0, do not agree at all. 5, mm-hmm. Don't agree. And 10, strongly okay. Agree. But you can choose any number.
Okay. Yes, I'll have a, it's a 3, please.
3? Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next one says, today's adult smoker come disappointingly from lower education and income groups in populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 2, please.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
4.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I agree with the ban. I'm sorry, I forgot the numbers. But
you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Thank you.
With the ban.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't support that.
And would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. And we're almost over here. Will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact, okay. And is that much or just somewhat likely to vote for a candidate to support these bans on tobacco products for adults?
Much.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, Yes or no?
No.
About wine?
No.
About oral nicotine pouches?
No.
About cigars?
No.
About heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
About liquor or spirits?
No.
About cigarettes?
No.
About pipe tobacco?
No.
About smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
About e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
About coffee?
Coffee, no.
And last one, soda/pop?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor, college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
Thank you.